They jumped again overnight. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Gas prices are up another 5 cents. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular is $4.81. Yesterday, while speaking to the nation's mayors, Vice President Kamala Harris appeared to downplay the sticker shock at a conference in Nevada.
Together, we are heading in the right direction toward steady and stable growth.
As the price at the pump soars, President Biden hopes to repair relations with oil-rich Saudi Arabia. A doctor and two nurses are recovering after getting stabbed yesterday in an emergency room in Southern California. The suspect is under arrest.
We do not believe he was either looking for anyone in particular or targeting a specific individual.
L.A. Deputy Police Chief Alan Hamilton. Half a dozen people were shot at a party near Richmond, Virginia last night. Police say one of the victims died. An investigation is underway in Chesterfield, Virginia. Rain and lots of it across southern Florida as a storm barrels in from the Gulf of Mexico.
Between Miami and Fort Lauderdale right now, we've received in some areas over 6-7 inches of rain. We're expecting it to continue through at least this morning and potentially through a good portion of the day today.
Robert Garcia with the National Weather Service. A concession in Pennsylvania clears the way for U.S. Senate candidate Mehmet Oz, who was endorsed by former President Trump.
David McCormick conceded to the GOP primary to Oz on Friday, saying he could not make up the votes he needed in a state-ordered recount. The Pennsylvania election could be a key race in the GOP's quest to win control of the Senate.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The recount will continue. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A man who raised suspicions outside the Capitol complex is now facing charges.
Capitol Police say just before 5 a.m. they noticed a man parked on the west side of the Capitol building and officers started talking to him. They say he presented a fake badge that said Department of the Interpol, and he told them he was a criminal investigator with the agency. They also say the man, Jerome Felipe, is an actual retired police officer. USCP says he gave them permission to search his car, and inside they found a BB gun, high-capacity magazines, and body armor. In a statement, Capitol Police say he is now facing charges for unlawful possession of high-capacity magazines and unregistered ammunition. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
What appears to be a targeted killing is under investigation in Wisconsin. Police in Juneau County say a man was fatally shot at his home and a suspect was discovered in the basement with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He's hospitalized in critical condition. Wisconsin's attorney general believes the suspect may have had a plan to target people connected to the judicial system. A traffic stop turned deadly this week on an Indian reservation in Arizona. Tribal officer Adrian Lopez was shot and killed after pulling over Kevin Nascio Thursday night. Police say Nascio took off in the officer's vehicle and engaged in a shooting battle with police.
The vehicle that they were chasing, the suspect was driving, crashed into a tree, and there was an additional gun battle at that point.
Deputy Brian Swante with the Navajo County Sheriff's Office, a second officer was shot and wounded. A mob of thieves is on the loose in Memphis. Police say they broke into a clothing store this week and made off with $60,000 worth of merchandise. Video surveillance showed multiple vehicles being used by the suspects. I'm Pam Huso, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.